This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, December 21st, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Muslim extremists in Uganda attacked 2 Christian converts earlier this month. Abdu Muyinga and his son were at a prayer vigil when the extremists came to his house. They forced his wife to call him and saw that she was ill. When Muyinga returned home, the extremists beat him and his son. The new Christian said, quote, "After converting to Christianity, I started receiving threatening messages on my phone of risking being killed for leaving Islam. We were attacked and beaten. We survived being killed by the grace of the Lord Jesus." End quote. Lamentations 3 verses 22 and 23 says, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." The left-leaning National Council of Evangelical Christians released a new report on Protestant churches in France. The historically Roman Catholic country now has 2,700 evangelical churches. There are an estimated 745,000 evangelical Christians who attend church regularly in France, up from 50,000 in 1950. That's a 15-fold increase. A Norwegian actress and filmmaker could get 6 years in prison for affirming biological sex. Despite also being a lesbian, Tanjay Jevjan faces criminal hate speech charges for posting this on Facebook. She said, quote, "It's just as impossible for a man to become a lesbian as it is for men to become pregnant. Men are men," end quote. It's the latest in a string of similar cases in Europe. Back in March, a court acquitted a Finnish member of parliament of hate speech charges after she criticized sexually perverted lifestyles on the basis of scripture. Actor Kirk Cameron reports 2 victories in his battle against woke libraries in the U.S. Cameron wrote the book, As You Grow, to teach kids about biblical wisdom and the fruit of the Spirit. So far, 50 libraries have rejected his requests to do a story hour with the book. The same libraries have hosted reprobate drag queen events. Now, Cameron is threatening legal action against the libraries. 2 of them have changed course and are now facilitating his story hour. Cameron told Fox News' Tucker Carlson he is challenging parents across the nation to read Christian books at their local library.
To Christians particularly, we often get told no in the public square. We go home with our tail between our legs, crying in our Chick-fil-A soup, waiting for the rapture, rather than getting on the offense and saying, let's invest in our children and teach them the values we want them to learn.
The Texas Health and Human Services Commission reports that abortions in the Lone Star State fell by 97% since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Between January and June, nearly 3,000 unborn babies were killed each month. That number fell to 68 in July. Texas Right to Life wrote in response, quote, "Legal elective abortion is no more in the state of Texas, and lives are being saved at unprecedented levels. However, we must remain vigilant at all times. The abortion industry will seize every opportunity possible, legal or not, to continue waging war against preborn children," end quote. A new Gallup poll found that U.S. adults think the government is America's top problem this year. 19% of respondents selected the government as the country's most important problem, 16% selected high cost of living, and 12% selected the economy in general. Less than 5% selected issues like COVID-19, race relations, crime, abortion, or ethics. Since 2013, Gallup reports that dissatisfaction with the government has been the first or second most cited issue each year. And finally, scientists have deciphered inscriptions about the biblical Judean king Hezekiah after working on the project for over 10 years. The 8th century stone inscriptions were discovered in 2007 in Jerusalem city of David. They include Hezekiah's name and some of his accomplishments. Ancient history professor Gershon Galil noted the inscriptions, quote, "support the claim that scriptures in the Book of Kings are based on texts originating from chronicles and royal inscriptions, and that the Bible reflects historical reality and not imagination, end quote. The stone tablet describes a water project of Hezekiah's, likely recorded in 2 Chronicles 32, verses 2 and 3. It says, quote, "When Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib had come and intended to fight against Jerusalem, he planned with his officers and his mighty men to stop the water of the springs that were outside the city, and they helped him," end quote. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, December 21st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.